Turn this up loud.
What's up, man? It's been a little while, man. We had to take a little break, a little hiatus. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind right. Get back to back enough to getting back to back to it. What? Yeah, all that. So you already know what it is, man. Welcome to Radical Jack's Views. You know, what have I been doing? What's been going on? What movies have came out? What's changed? What hasn't? Yo, I got a lot to say. We got a lot to talk about in an all-new Big Body Podcast. You already know what it is, man. The best of the best coming at you. And yes, we're going to do it right. You know what I'm saying? So, welcome to Radical Jack's Views. I'm your host, the most, you know, Nemo host, a.k.a. me, a.k.a. Rod Stewart, a.k.a. Daddy Jack. You know, hey, man, I'm back. I'm on full attack mode. I'm ready to go. Let's dive in. All right, man. So, this is going to be the official Radical Jack comeback, man. So, what's been going on with me? Boy, let me tell you. Depression is a motherfucker, man. All right, that, man, let me tell you something, man. You get in this box, and it's just like you're looking up, and it just gets further and further and further from the top, you know? It's like, God damn it, can I just climb out just a little bit? But yeah, man, so, you know, depression, let's double that up with a little alcoholism, right? Because, you know, you turn to the bottle because that's going to heal me, you know? And then, you know, after a while, then you finally realize, like, you know what? I can do this. I'm all right. And then you finally just kind of shake it off. And, you know, had to do a couple big moves, you know what I'm saying? Had to adjust, you know? Of course, y'all know that me and the mother of the child, you know, we separated, so of course that hit me all kinds of lefts and rights, you know. And then I had to adjust to not seeing my baby every day, so of course the bottle was the only answer that I knew of, which is terrible. On top of that, Radical Jack's filming fitness, that fitness part, I ain't been in the gym in like 2 months. I went for a week, I'm not gonna lie, I did go back for a week. I felt incredible. And then, like, all this money shit just hit, like, blah, blah. So it was just like, shit. All right. Well, looks like we're not going to the gym right now. So it was just all kinds of craziness. So now, you know, I get to have my baby on the weekends, you know, Friday through Sunday. And then, of course, you know, if there's, like, holidays and shit, like, we get a 4-day weekend or something, then I'll keep her to that Monday, you know. She's in the living room right now. So, you know, you might hear playing with her little toys. She might walk in here. I don't know. She's random. So, yeah. You know, me and the BM have been working pretty good, man. There's a lot of turmoil at first. And then we finally...
Yeah.
Whew. I would edit that out, but... F it. Speaking of F it, I'm going to try not to cuss as much. Apparently... You get more followers if you don't use bad words. Now, of course, some of you guys are like, wait a minute, that's limiting yourself. But also, you can articulate yourself without using profanity, you know? It's not to say I'm not going to. You might get an ass here and there or something. or if I get mad enough, you know how it goes. But yeah, me and the BM, we made it work. You know, I tell you right now, man, co-parenting is crazy. It's a lot. You know, it takes a lot of communication, and communication is always key. That's what everybody says, and in all relationships, communication is key. But comprehension is so much more prevalent than communication is, because you can talk all you want, you can say all you want, you can explain all you want, but if the other person doesn't comprehend what you're trying to say, why am I yawning so much? Jesus. All right. But yeah, the comprehension, man. If somebody's not understanding what you're saying, then I mean, shucks. You're kind of SOL with it, right? I can explain to you all day long, give you the biggest soliloquy you ever heard. And then if you don't understand none of those words, then it's all for nothing, right? Right. So yeah, guys. So, alcoholism, all right? Alcoholism is a very big thing for me, all right? So, I never drunk in high school and all that stuff like you cool kids, all right? I was actually the guy who avoided alcohol, cigarettes, any type of smoking and drinking. I just didn't do it. And anybody who knows me knows, like, that's not a lot. Like, I legit didn't smoke, drink, nothing. I'd go to the parties and all that kind of stuff, but I was just so naturally goofy and stuff. I didn't need all that. So I used to see everybody be all turned up, and I was already able to match you because I'm already hyper intense as is. And then I went to the Army. You know what I'm saying? And once I went to the Army on my 21st birthday, I was chilling. I was like, nah, I'm not going to drink. I'm chilling. And then I was like, I'm sad because I didn't have none of my friends with me because I was way up in freaking Washington, a million miles away from Texas. So it was just like hodgepodge. And then I got this magical knock on my door, and everybody from my unit was like, yo, Jack, turn up. Let's go. Yeah. Drink the beer. Drink the beer. I know it tastes like shit. Drink it anyway. And yeah, I've been drinking ever since, guys. Ka-chow. But alcoholism, man, it's a disease. It's characterized by uncontrolled drinking and preoccupation with alcohol. So, contrary to popular belief, it doesn't mean that you wake up every day and you're just like, drink, 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 drink. That's not how it works, all right? It means that you just drink when you feel like it. It just happens to be a lot more than normal. Now, there's levels to this, you know. There's functioning alcoholics, and then there's just alcoholics, you know. I tend to fall on the spectrum of a functioning alcoholic, and that's actually a family thing. It's hereditary. So alcoholism can be passed down. Yes, I know. Doesn't seem to be true, but just like, you know, habits of all, alcohol is one of those things too. All right, and it's due to a physical and emotional dependence on alcohol. So you might stop drinking and then you get the shakes and all that kind of stuff, and some people are like, whatever, I can shake that off, it's not a big deal. See what I did there? Shake, yeah, whatever. Okay, so you can shake it off, whatever. But if you got an emotional connection to the alcohol, that's where it gets bad. That's where your potheads and everybody else, you know, when everybody's always like, quit, it's not that hard. If you got an emotional dependence on something, quitting is so much harder than the physical. Because yeah, you can quit physically and you can go through the shakes and the tremors, and you know, you might be a little irritated or whatever. And I mean, irritation can be put with the emotional side as well, but that emotional dependence on stuff is that's a bitch, because at that point now you really have to come to that face of your problems. You have to face it, and nobody wants to face their issues. Let's be honest. If you had to stand in a mirror and just note all your flaws and just stand there and take it and be like, this is your shit, eat it. Most of us are going to sit there, depending on our age and where we're at in life, we're not going to be able to depend on, like, we're not going to be able to fight that. We're going to be, I don't want to admit it. I don't want to talk about it. Just, yeah, that's a problem I have, but we'll work on that later. Indubitably. But I realized, guys, that I am an emotional drinker. I'm not a physical drinker. I could actually care less about alcohol. If we're being completely honest, I quit drinking roughly October-ish. I quit drinking to the point where I didn't have it in my house or nothing like that. And then I started drinking again, but it was like, I'll have like a glass of some bourbon or something, you know, something light, put it on the rocks, you know, two ice cubes, a shot of some Devil's Cut, and I probably wouldn't even finish the whole thing. Like, that's how it really was. I was just chilling, I'd drink it, it'd get me right, but I wouldn't even finish it. Or if I did finish it, I'd chug it down and then I'd go right to bed. And that was it. And then when I really started this, when I started my 5-week diet and like hyper transformation that Nico gave me, then I didn't drink at all. And if you did drink, it could only be liquor. It couldn't be beer, nothing like that. And the most you could have was 3 shots, but really it was only 2. If you did 3, then you're kind of like pushing it. You need to go run that shit off, right? Fast forward, I'm doing some research and I'm like, oh, bet, let's see what we gonna do to counteract that, because alcohol's not healthy, but maybe we can find some loopholes, right? So I did my research and looked at bourbons and I looked at rums and vodkas and tequila and beer, you know, trying to see like, what's the difference between all these? Like, what can we do to stay healthy but still drink? So rum is purely made out of sugar, so I had to scratch that, right? Because it's like, ugh, don't want to do that. Bourbons, not bad, but they do have the syrup in them, and they still have a lot of fat and sugar in them, so, don't want to drink that, you know? And vodka, I just don't like vodka, I'm not going to lie, guys. It's made from potatoes, and it makes my stomach feel like it's doing cartwheels on 90. Like, I don't know, it's avoiding cars and shit. Like, I can't do it. If you don't know what 90 is, it's a highway here in San Antonio. Anyway, so tequila comes from the agave plant. It's all natural, baby. So when you drink tequila, guess what? You feel great. Some people don't like it, but that's because you guys are drinking Patron. Hashtag. So it really is, guys. Patron is hot garbage. Really. Like, stop drinking that shit, please. I know you guys feel it's cool. It's kind of like the Hennessy people. You guys out here drinking Hennessy because anything is possible, blah, blah, blah. Hennessy low-key nasty, too. But, hey, that's another discussion. But, yeah, so tequila. That's what I drink. No hangovers, no problem. You feel light, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to go down. It mixes with pretty much everything. You just really can't go wrong with tequila. So I started drinking that, and you know, I was just so reliant on my alcohol to keep from being sad and crying and all this other stuff, because you know, it's not only that I missed my daughter, but I mean, I low-key, you know, broke up my whole little family. You know, we were together for 3 years. There's a whole family we had there. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just the immediate kids in the house. It's the damn nieces and nephews and stuff too. So I'm over here like, I just don't know what to do. And tequila was like, hey fam, I'll help you. So I started drinking and drinking. And then it gets to a point where I don't even know how much I drink. I just drink. And some people are like, you know, I feel like regular people, you drink and then you get a buzz. So when you get your buzz, you're like, oh, cool, I only need a couple more and then I'll be nice. I don't think like that. I drink. It's not about getting a buzz. It's about just getting numb, you know? So I'm drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And I've been doing this over and over and over and over and over. And my body now is like starting to act up. I got super sick the other day. So I was like, oh, I'm done drinking. Right. And then man, like, everything had, like, hit at once. Like, I had to pay, like, $1,200 here, and then I had to figure out something about my car, because that bitch was acting crazy, and then it was just so much, you know? On top of me, just, I'm a super analytical person, and I overthink everything. So, like, just imagine all that extra stuff coming out, and... Whew, it's just, it was so much, you know? So, because of that, I believe the stress on top of me over drinking, on top of not hydrating enough, my body just naturally shut down. So, I was sick. It felt like I had the flu. I had like shakes, I had chills. And my whole body was just sore. It felt like I got, like, stomped by, like, six dudes. It was crazy. Not that I know what that's like at all. But I imagine your body must feel like that. But everything was hurting. My legs, my back. Then I had, like, this throbbing, like, sinus headache in the back of my eyes. So it was just bad for business, man. So I thought that I was sick. I thought I had the flu. So I'm over here taking like Robitussin and all this other stuff. And then I pop Advils and they just work. Turns out I just needed a little ibuprofen. So obviously my body was just reacting to either the liquor and the stress. Well, I know it was definitely the stress, but it had to be like on top of that, the liquor too. So I'm done. Don't want to drink no more. I'm chilling, you know? Yeah, this is like a whole new thing. Today is Sunday. I can't even tell you the last time I had a drink. It was probably whenever before I got sick. So last week, sometime, I don't even know. You know what? I drank some whiskey to try to fix my sick. Stupid idea. Felt like shit even more. So yeah. So yeah, Jack's done, y'all. I can't do it anymore. Also, you people out here that are like me, who you know, the nice guys who don't really like to say shit because you don't want to hurt people's feelings, that's how I used to be, like almost 10 years ago. I used to be super nice and not say nothing, but yeah, don't do that. All right, and I only say that because it's not about like nice guys finish last, but for anybody who has a problem expressing themselves, you're going to kill yourself with stress. Nobody deserves to just talk to you in your kind of way, and nobody deserves to just feel like they can just say shit and, oh, you're quiet, you're not going to say nothing about it. If something offends you, bothers you, rubs you the wrong way, speak up. I'm not saying you got to be rude about it, but you could just let somebody know, like, hey, chill. Like, not around me. Y'all can have that conversation somewhere else or something. Don't be extra about it. If somebody's sitting at another table and they having a whole conversation between them and ain't got shit to do with you, that's totally different. You get your ass up and you can move. But if it directly impacts you, say something. Because if not, you're just enabling more people to continue to disrespect you and you not doing anything about it. So yes, that was my comeback story, guys. All right, the kid is gonna start going back to the gym immediately, and yeah, we're gonna fix all this, because bruh, I'm not saying I'm fat, but definitely not where I was. I'm not where I was when I first started, of course, but shit, there's definitely a little belly here now, and it's gross. I got rid of my dad bod, and like, it's semi here now. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it looks better because I was already working out. So now it's like a husky swole guy. It's some ladies like that shit, but I'm just not for it. You know, I don't want to be big. You know, so back on this, and this is the official bounce back now, and I had to come and tell all you guys, because why not? You know, I've been getting people telling me, like, where you been? Where are your podcasts? You don't do your podcast anymore. Why not? Do your podcast. What about the movies? Just in case you guys didn't know, on Facebook, I still rate movies all the time. All right, any movie I see, except for Toy Story. I didn't do Toy Story 4. Just so you know, the movie was great. It really was. It was a great movie. I just didn't rate it because, or I didn't do a review. Honestly, I just didn't feel like it. I was like, it's Toy Story. It speaks for itself. Nobody's really questioning if Toy Story is going to be fire. It is. It's good. All right. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Yeah, it's the story of Woody. Toy Story 4 is about Woody's, like, life. It's Woody having a midlife crisis and figuring it out. That's Toy Story 4, and it's great. All right, now, let's talk about some real life stuff, man. Let's talk about these NBA Finals. Obviously, you already know the Toronto Raptors won. I'm pretty sure I said that. Go check out the podcast before. I would play it back for you, but for what? Just know, I've been on Kawhi. I've been said he's a beast. Anybody that knows me knows, as soon as the Spurs drafted Kawhi Leonard, I said this man is going to be somebody. Hey, I just know shit, all right? Now look at him. You know what I'm saying? He took that shitty-ass franchise that Vince Carter carried for so long and didn't do nothing with, and DeMar DeRozan carried for so long and didn't do nothing with, and then he somehow made Kyle Lowry, like, not the butt of the joke, even though Kyle Lowry is still the most consistent, inconsistent player ever. Like, come on, that dude sucks. But either way, Kawhi made it happen. Big things, all right? Now, the Lakers and the Clippers are now the official boom, boom, heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying? AD, LeBron versus Kawhi and Paul George. I feel like Paul George and Kawhi definitely had a better team, and they're more defensive focused, so I ain't gonna lie. I think the Clippers are about to run the world, but we'll see. I'm still a Laker fan, but I really feel like them Clippers is about to be heavy. All right. And then my man, Russ. I was sad because I love Russell Westbrook. Say what you want about him. I love Russell Westbrook. All right. People think that that man is just a ball hog and he don't know how to be a teammate. But, you know, how can you lead the league in assists if you're a ball hog? Does that make sense? Like, come on, stat guys. No matter how, like, stupid you want to sound, you can't do that. You can't say somebody's a ball hog and they pass more than everybody else in the league. That doesn't make sense. Stat stuffing or not, he's still releasing the ball to somebody else. Either way, my man went to the Rockets. I think this is going to be dope. Everybody thinks that James Harden and him can't, like, get along, but I think everybody forgets that him and James Harden are real-life friends. Like, they're about the ball. ESPN got it wrong. Everybody, they're not going to work out. I think they just want the storyline to be great. Nobody wants to say the truth because the lie is always more interesting. So, the lie is they're going to butt heads. They're both former MVPs, and they're going to be fighting for this MVP spot, and they're not going to know how to live with each other, blah, blah, blah. Just listen to me. The Houston Rockets are going to be a top three seed next year. I guarantee it. Boom. You heard it here. Radical Jack's Views. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all major podcasting streaming services. Of course, you can check us here on Anchor. You know what it is. Radical Jack's Views, baby. Also, guys, just so you guys know, the YouTube page, Radical Jack's Views on YouTube. I'm going to start uploading the podcast onto YouTube as well. So if you can't access it through one of the streaming services, it will be available on YouTube as well. Cool. All right. Just had to get that out there. Spider-Man Far From Home is another movie that I recently watched. Super fire. If you guys haven't seen that yet, go see it. Like, what are you doing? I get it. If you thought, like I did, like Endgame satisfied you so much you were done with comic book movies, trust me, Far From Home is fire. It's not Homecoming. It's not Super Kitty. They've boosted Spider-Man up a little bit more, made it more, okay, cool, like, it's for us. Ooh, hope y'all didn't hear that. Sorry. So yeah, the film was fire. It was great pace. The acting was great. Him and Zendaya got perfect chemistry. Zendaya does a really good role of, like, playing this, like, introverted nerd. It's pretty cool. The plot, obviously, Spider-Man goes to Europe with his class, and then he's hoisted up to be the next Iron Man. He's got to meet with Nick Fury. He don't want to. And then Nick Fury finds this guy Mysterio, and Spider-Man figures out, oh, okay, like, there's another superhero out here named Mysterio. Let's figure it out. Let's work together. Boom. That's Spider-Man Far From Home. And then the spoiler version is, plot twist, Mysterio is an enemy. If you are not a comic book person, okay, maybe you got caught by that. But anybody that watches comics should have definitely known that Mysterio is going to be a bad guy. Like, duh. But yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal killed that role. Oh my god. That was fire. Like, I have to say, he's probably the best Spider-Man villain I've seen. The way that they made it work, the illusion, all that stuff, super fire. And then, the spider sense. Everybody's been complaining since Civil War that Spider-Man has not activated his spider sense. Even though we got to see his hair raised in Infinity War and all that stuff, people keep saying, like, Spider-Man doesn't use his spider sense enough. Well, got a whole ending fight scene where Spider-Man closed his eyes and went Neo and smashed Mysterio. Fire. I love the fact that they showed us the spider sense and how it actually worked for everybody who didn't know. Spider-Man Far From Home is the best Spider-Man that they've released. Hands down. Don't at me. And then the Skrulls being used as the whole, like, Nick Fury tandem, you know, I think that them using the Skrulls was fire. You know what I'm saying? It shows us, like, okay, Marvel, yeah, you guys utilizing your characters, you're not just forgetting that they exist now. You know what I'm saying? And if you watch the movie, you could already tell that Nick Fury wasn't really Nick Fury. He kind of was more goofy and kind of less intimidating. So I knew something was off, but I just wasn't sure. At first I was like, damn, like, did they just make Nick Fury like a pansy or what? But when you find out he's a Skrull, then it's like, ah, okay. Okay, that's why. So, overall, Spider-Man Far From Home, fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. Hey, whatever. You know, that could change. You never know. Anyway, let's talk about Nazisenya Babamisi Baba. Y'all know what that is. Big old Lion King, man. Movie just hit theaters. People was out here going crazy. Didn't know what to expect. Except for me. I always know. I knew that the movie was going to be phenomenal. I went into this movie looking for perfection because Lion King is my one and done for Disney. It is my all-time favorite movie. I go back and watch the cartoon as recent as last week. Actually, I watched it the day before we went to see it. So, you know, I say we, but I went by myself. I was going to take my daughter, but she was at daycare. And yeah, we watched on Fire Stick. Yeah. Actually, I thought we were going to watch on Fire Stick, but then they didn't have a copy. So, yeah. But I had to go see it by myself regardless. But it was fire, okay? The movie lived up to everything I wanted to. And the original movie is still fire. If you don't like Lion King, then you're not a Disney fan. You don't want Disney to be at the tippy top that it's supposed to be at. Because Lion King is that standard. If you watch the original Lion King, honestly, and I did this because I was really looking for, like, plot holes. I was looking for, like, that don't make sense. Okay? And, I mean, if you want to be extremely nitpicky, you know, you could always say that Simba married his sister. What? But anyway, The Lion King is solid through and through. And then this movie, the remake, fire. All right, my favorite part of the movie is probably Timon and Pumbaa. You know what I'm saying? They were different, but they were still Timon and Pumbaa in spirit. Seth Rogen murdered it as Pumbaa. Super fire. All right, their chemistry was awesome. Also, I seen somebody say that they like Jason Weaver singing more, but low key, I just can't wait to be a king. Old buddy, whoever this new kid is, he was hitting it, bro. He was rifting. It was fire. So I ain't gonna lie. I mean, Jason Weaver is still the OG, but new dude killed it, man. I'm not gonna lie. Both versions were nice. All right, now some people are saying that the movie's not the same. They added some stuff, blah, blah, blah. The only thing they added to the movie is a deleted scene from the original movie in which Scar makes an advance to Sarabi. They added that to this movie. So I don't see why people are complaining about it. You get to see, like, okay, like, he made himself king. You think he's not going to try to get some butt? Like, stop playing. They added that in. I don't think that was a problem. I did miss Jeremy Irons as Scar. But I did like this new Scar. He wasn't bad. If we want to be a little nitpicky, Mufasa's death is more emotional in the cartoon than it is in the live action version. But also in the cartoon, you can do more with the animals as far as making them emote a little bit better. You know, you can make them more humanized in the eyes. And Simba, he was a lot more sad in the cartoon than he was in the live action version. But that's really it. I heard somebody say that Be Prepared was taken out, and it wasn't. I like the way they changed it up in the movie. I think Be Prepared was dope, the way that they kind of just made it more of a speech, but he still was song, like, singing it. It was fire. All right, biggest character change, I did not like Rafiki. They toned him down a little too much to make him kind of a minute character. Like, he really wasn't as important in the live action version. That was a real thing for me. He could have been a little more important. Other than that, though, the story was good. I mean, obviously, I love that Timon and Pumbaa doing their, you know, Pumbaa's little sad song. He said, and I farted, and then he was like, "You're not gonna stop me?" And Timon was like, "Nah." I think that was dope. Little, you know, just a little twist here and there. You know, they had a few of those throughout the movie. A lot of the jokes are more jokey jokes instead of food puns. If you watch the original Lion King, there's a lot of food jokes. Our food's to go. We can have a cup sandwich. You know, the pig. I'm so hungry I can eat it. You know, shit like that. So, but those are, you know, the good stuff. Now, the worst part of the whole film, sorry, Beyonce. Man, we could have recasted that. Super recast, all right? I'm sorry. Beyonce, you queen, you can sing your ass off. We all know this. But mama, you can't act. You need to go to an acting class. For real. Beyonce, you got to go to an acting class. Because, whew, shucks. You know, we look at your movies and it's like, whew. But voice acting, like, you're not even in front of nobody at that point. Like, you behind the camera, low key. It's just your voice. You could have did a little better. She was so bland. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like she was just horrible. She wasn't horrible, but Jesus, man, she could have been better. And she messed up Can You Feel the Love Tonight. She was too busy trying to sing like Beyonce instead of singing the song. And she came in, he's holding back, he's hiding, like 0.6 seconds too late, so it threw off the song for me. Now, that's real nitpicky, I know, but any real Lion King fan noticed that, and they were pissed off, all right? Other than that, her and Donald Glover, they did their thing. Simba, Nala, they was all good. Personally, a lot of people said they liked the way they did Scar. I personally would have liked to see Scar as a redder lion with the darker mane. I like the fact that they made him all sickly because he lives in the outskirts and, you know, he doesn't want to be part of the pride because, you know, technically he's not the king and all that stuff. Like, he definitely looked like, you know, he was homeless. And that was fine. But they could have made him a little, I don't know. I mean, that's just a nitpicky thing. I mean, I really don't have a problem with him. He looked just fine. He looked like he was menacing and all that good stuff. You know, I like the fact that they, you know, made Simba look different. You know, he had his little eyebrows, little Rottweiler eyebrows. people were complaining about Pumbaa, because he's a warthog, and people were saying that he looks scary. He's a warthog. Wake up, people. Stop being weird. Also, the distraction with Timon and Pumbaa, super fire. All right. I love the fact that Disney loves to make fun of themselves instead of them doing, if you're looking for a piece of fat and juicy meat, you know, they did the whole Be Our Guest thing as a homage to Beauty and the Beast. And then they just took off. I thought that was so fire. I'm sorry, if you guys, if you haven't seen the movie, you know, it is what it is. You already know what to expect. I'm going to talk about the movies, man. But make sure you guys go see Lion King. It was great. The last fight scene was awesome. I loved how they made it longer. And it didn't feel like it was dragging. You know, they just kind of emphasized more on the hyenas. And I have to say, the hyenas, that was great. The hyenas in the live action one are way better than the hyenas in the movie. Only because there's more hyenas and it's more menacing. It seems more of a terror thing. You know, you can actually feel how the hyenas are kind of scary. And, you know, I think that was dope. Don't get me wrong. Whoopi Goldberg and them did Cheech. They did a great job. Don't get me wrong. The original three hyenas are still fire compared to the new three. But I think the new three were good, too. Anywho. Yeah. So, that's what's been going on with me, guys. This has been a great thing for me. I really wanted to give everybody an update. I know it's just been a minute. Another thing, vegans, I don't like you guys. That doesn't mean don't listen to the show, okay? You guys enjoy your health and all that good stuff. I just think it's weird that you guys don't eat meat. Meat is great, all right? It's awesome, all right? Also, vegans, did you guys go watch Lion King and support them? Because lions are carnivores, but Simba is a vegan. So, then again, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Does it count if you eat bugs? Does that count as animal parts? I don't know. Whatever. This is a tangent, all right? Anywho, but like I said, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and be putting stuff more so on YouTube because my YouTube page, I really don't use it. It's just there. So we're going to start emphasizing the YouTube. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter @_RadicalJack. I'll be on there too. Of course, y'all know the intro music and the outro music is produced by my man Kevin, a.k.a. Young Smitty. You know, check him out at soundcloud.com/young-smitty. All right. Make sure you guys are still rocking your BTC shirts. All right. We're still breaking the cycle. And we're still here for the culture. My man Marcus Dover is doing the thing, BTC Apparel. Itai Jalen is working hard, y'all. It's the summertime. It is the summertime. So if you have kids that are athletes, seriously, go and check out Easy Brawn. All right? Get them trained. Get them in shape. If they never played sports before, get them tuned up. Contact Itai Jalen, man. All right? Now, I want to thank you guys for the patience. Thank you guys for waiting. I know I took forever to do this, but I'm back, man. All right. So, with that being said, you already know this podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views. All right. And you, my listeners, are welcome. Hey, look, man, I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss something, man. Radical Jack's Views, baby. Talk shit or die trying. I'm out.